something that is important to remember is nothing is like nothing, then how we're truly judged in the next world and the spiritual world has got nothing to do with how it appears to be in this world. Many people might appear to be successful even spiritually in this world. Maybe they seem to be flying in their emunah and their Torah and their mitzvahs and whatever it may be. But the real test, only Hashem knows what a person's been through and how they're doing. So that's what I mean to say, that this is just a tremendously powerful message. Everybody's judged in their own way. We don't know how Hashem's calculations. We can never know why Hashem does what he does. There is no question that our aim is to get to a place to internalize that everything Hashem does is for sure for the best, and to reach a place that we cannot understand. Hashem has many calculations. That people, you know, we taught one of the basic fundamentals of Yiddishkeit is that we're all here as Gilgulim, as reincarnations. And we don't know what we've been through in our previous reincarnations. You know, there's many, I won't mention all the Midrashim now, I've mentioned some of them on the recordings. How, you know, the craziest of things of people who have been like really tortured and things like that. And when Moshe Rabbeinu asked for an explanation, and others also, they were shown that in previous lives, these people, maybe they were on the highest levels, but they needed some sort of atonement from a previous life for something that would take them to now the highest places for eternity, you know. And again, those are concepts that we can never understand. We don't understand Hashem's ways. We will understand one day when we're in the next world, but in this world we can't understand. But just to take to heart that sometimes there is a place just for the to be to allow ourselves to cry and to feel the pain, and at the same time to be able to digest and internalize that whatever you are doing and able to do, just to realize it's a tremendous, tremendous accomplishment. And like I say, the only thing I can do is cry with you and pray with you that Hashem should just turn things smoothly and sweetly. And Imrit Hashem just bless you and everyone else who's involved, that you should merit to somehow be able to live together with Hashem and see past somehow the pain and be able to live just so closely with Hashem, with so much emunah, being able to reach out, being able to have that opportunity that we all have to some degree, but it's so difficult, especially when someone has been through a lot of things, to be able to reach out to Hashem and know that the only one that we actually can rely on is Hashem. Because who else are we going to trust after everything's said and done? Who else is there to rely on? Whereas after everything's said and done, if we have that relationship with Hashem and we're able to reach out to Him, then we're never alone in a sense. Imrit Hashem, we should all be blessed with that opportunity. Thank you so much for reaching out. And again, this, like I said, this is a very powerful message. And I don't know what I'm able to add. I asked Hashem before sending this just to send me the right words. Imrit Hashem should be beneficial. If there's anything at any point that I could be of benefit, please reach out.